Musa did not have any time to prepare his belongings and his luggage. He had to immediately flee out of Egypt. And he headed east. That's the way to get out. And he immediately rushed out of Egypt. There was no time to do anything because the warrant for his arrest was already out. So he had to leave immediately. So he left out of Egypt to the direction of the east. And he traveled all the way out of Egypt. It is said that he had shoes on. He kept on walking until his shoes were torn apart. And then he was walking on his bare foot until his skin peeled out. And he would eat whatever he would find. He was eating the leaves of the trees until the surrounding his lips was a green layer because of the dryness and the harshness of the leaves of trees. It came out from his mouth. And he was alone with no food, no supporter, no friends, no family. And he kept on walking to the east because he doesn't know how far he needs to move to get out of Egypt. Until he arrived to an area called Madian. Musa is continuing out. He's just marching out of Egypt. He reached to this area called Madian, and there were some wells in that area. Abar. There's some water. There were men picking up water, drinking for themselves, feeding their goats and their camels. But then there were two women on the side who had their sheep with them, and they cannot drink any water. Keep in mind that Musa is exhausted, tired from a long trip. The skin of his feet is peeled out. It is not time to intervene and help anyone. But because the personality of Musa would not let any mistake pass by, he wanted to see why these two women are not drinking. So he walked up to them. And he said, "What is the matter with you?" They said, "We cannot drink until these men leave." Because these men are pushing each other and fighting next to the water, and everyone is getting water out by the strength of his muscles. How can these two women go and fight with them? Now Musa, who's exhausted and tired, can barely walk. He went in and he fought with these men and he pushed them aside and he brought out a few buckets of water. He provided it for the two women and for their sheep. And then Musa could not handle it any further. He went and he laid down under a tree, completely exhausted. So he went down under a tree and he said,
رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ.
He said, "Oh Allah, I am in need of any good that you can send down on me." Musa was broke. He had nothing. So he's telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything that you can give me, I need it. In this moment, إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. Oh Allah, whatever you're going to bestow on me, I need it. Musa is making this dua, and before the dua is over, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was already on its way. The dua is not done yet, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is already sending the help to the direction of Musa. Who came and met Musa under the tree? It was one of the women whom he supported. She came to Musa and said,
فَجَاءَتْهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءِ قَالَتْ إِنَّ أَبِي يَدْعُوكَ لِيَجْزِيَكَ أَجْرَ مَا سَقَيْتَ لَنَا.
Then there came to him one of the two women walking shyly. She said, "Verily, my father calls you that he may reward you for having watered for us." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ala istihya." She was walking with haya. She had shyness. Shyness, haya, is a quality that men and women in the West have lost. By the way, haya is not only for women, it's for men and women. We know that Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu was described as a man who has a lot of haya. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit in a certain way and present himself to Uthman ibn Affan in a certain way. And when he was asked, why don't you do that with Abu Bakr and Umar? Rasulullah ﷺ said, shouldn't I be shy from a man who the angels are shy from? So this is not a quality only for women, it's also for men. Haya, shyness, is a branch of Iman. Shu'ba min shu'ab al-Iman. This woman came to Sayyidina Musa in walking very shy. Shy because she's dealing with an alien or foreign man. She doesn't know him. She was shy. With the Muslim sister, she came, tamshi ala istihya, walking with shyness. She said, my father wants to pay you, reward you for what you have done. So Sayyidina Musa followed her. Some of the Salaf say that Sayyidina Musa walked in front of her. Anyway, they reached there to meet this old man. He's old because the woman said, wa abana shaykh kabir. And the ayah it says, our father is old. He's an old man. So Musa went to visit this old man. Some of the Mufassirin, actually many of the Mufassirin, say that this man was Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. There is no evidence to support that from Quran or from Sunnah, but there is a strong opinion among many of the scholars of tafsir of the Salaf. They say that he was Sayyidina Shu'aib. So Sayyidina Musa went and met with him. فَلَمَّا قَصَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَصَصِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so Musa started narrating his story, telling him the story of his life. It's a very interesting story. And Musa started narrating that story to this old man.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ وَقَصَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَصَصَ قَالَ لَا تَخَفْ نَجَوْتَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ
When Musa mentioned his story to the old man, the old man told him, do not fear. You are now safe from the oppressor people. He's telling him, you have crossed the border. You're out of Egypt now, so don't worry. It's safe for you over here. He was in Madian. Sayyidina Musa, alayhi salam, when he left from Egypt, he didn't know where he's going. He never traveled out of Egypt. He just walked toward the east, trying to get out of Egypt. And now this man is telling him, you have crossed the border and now you have reached to safety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have escaped from the people who are dhalimeen, the oppressors. This daughter, she went to her father and she gave him a wonderful advice. She told him, oh my father, hire him. And one of them said, oh my father, hire him. And she gave the reasons why you should hire him. What did she say? They said that this woman was very wise. What did she say?
إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينُ
The best man to hire is the strong and the trustworthy. These are two qualities you want to search for in the employer. Strength and trustworthiness. What does strength mean? قُوَّة قَوِي He's strong. This is relevant to the kind of job that will be done. If it is a physically demanding job, then the strength means strong in his physical body. If it's an intellectual kind of job, then you need to be strong in your mind. To summarize it, you need to be very strong in your field. That is what is meant by qawi, strong. Al-Amin, trustworthy. It's not enough to be strong. Because you could be strong, but you're using your strength against your organization. You could be using it for your own benefit and harming the others. So you have to be trustworthy too. And that's why Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, when he appointed Umar bin Khattab to be the Khalifa, he told the Muslims why he appointed him. He said, the best man to appoint on you is al-Qawiyul Amin, the strong and the trustworthy. They learned the rules from Quran. Abu Bakr did not go through any political science classes or degrees. He learned the politics of Islam from Quran. So when he wanted to hire somebody or to appoint somebody to the position of Khilafah, he has a whole generation of Sahaba in front of his eyes. All of them are righteous. Righteousness is common among all of the Sahaba. So how can he choose among them? He looked for these two qualities. Quwwa and amana, strength and trustworthiness. So the father offered the job to Sayyidina Musa, but he went a little further. He took another step. He also offered Musa one of his daughters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى بنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثماني حجج فإن أتممت عشرا فمن عندك وما أريد أن أشق عليك ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصالحين.
He said, I intend to wed you one of these two daughters of mine on condition that you serve me for 8 years, but if you complete 10, it would be a favor from you. But I intend not to place you under a difficulty. If Allah will, you will find me one of the righteous. So he said, I will marry you one of my daughters. What is the mahr that you will pay me? You work for me for 8 years. And if you want to complete it, 10 years, that's up to you. It's not part of our agreement, but I would suggest it. If you want to work for 10 years, that will be better. But the bottom line is you have to work for a minimum of 8. Sayyidina Musa, to make it clear, he said,
قَالَ ذَٰلِكَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ أَيَّمَا الْأَجَلَيْنِ قَضَيْتُ فَلَا عُدْوَانَ عَلَيْهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ.
Musa wanted to be clear about this agreement. He said, that is a settled deal between me and you. Whichever of the two terms I fulfill, there will be no injustice to me. And Allah is surety over what we say. So Musa is saying, if I work for 8 years, don't blame me. Don't commit any injustice to me. The agreement is that I work for 8 years with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel, which of the two terms did Musa fulfill? Did he work for 8 or did he work for 10? Jibreel alayhi salam told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, atammaha wa afdalaha, that he worked for the best and the most complete, and that is 10 years. This is the ihsan and itqan, perfection of your work, even though the agreement was clear that I have to work for 8 years, but he completed it and he worked for 10. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا